stay tuned for style.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Funny record. It didn't make me laugh, you know. It made me cry.
popdefectradio.blogspot.com. Download the podcast. My name is Skidmark Bob. Welcome to the show. And we're doing a special tribute to the music of Chumbawamba, old and new. So keep it locked.
Pharaohs, Bailey, Pharaoh, Hebrides, Mallet, Rockall, Shannon, Seoul, Trafalgar, Finisterre, Irish Sea, Biscay, Humber, Portland, Cromarty, or Tyne.
Mixed in with the piss and beer are bloodstains on the floor from the boy who got his head kicked in a night or two before.
Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these.
In the pubs, clubs and burger bars, breeding pens for pigs. Alcohol, testosterone and ignorance and fists. packs of hunting animals roam across the town. They find an easy victim and they punch him to the ground.
Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these.
The siren of the ambulance, the deadpan of the cops, chalk to mark the outline where the boy first dropped. Beware the Holy Trinity, church and state and law. For every death the virus gets more deadly than before.
Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times.
I'm a loner, alone with neuroses and hate. Anger is a permanent character trait. My letter bombs are primed and they're ready to send. Would you like to have me as a friend? I'm a wound up whiner with a fetish for guns. I'm almost 50 and I live with my mum. I hope my nude picture doesn't offend. Would you like to have me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? I'm a recovering alcoholic. I rarely leave my room. Peeping through the curtains in my dog costume. The voices in my head, oh, they'll get me in the end. Would you like to add me as a friend? I'd really like to mail you the picture that I drew. It's Kylie's body, but the head is you. I've asked you 50 times before, I'm asking you again. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? Says she wish she never had me. Had me, had me. Would you like to have me as a friend? Would you like to have me as a friend?
Here's a picture of me in my Nazi uniform, doing a trick with an egg that I like to perform at a monster truck rally that my mom and me attend. Would you like to have me as a friend? I've added Britney and Paris and you and Tom. I'm going to find your address so I can visit you at home. I don't like people but I like to pretend. Would you like to add me as a friend?
Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to have me as a friend?
Pop defect. Radio.
PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
And we're doing a special tribute to the music of Chumbawamba, old and new.
We go now to Chumbawamba here in our Firehouse studio.
Like Sermon on the Mountain, says the Dharma got dumb. Hellfire and brimstone, swap for oil and guns. When we're pushing up daisies, we all look the same. In the name of the Father, maybe, but not in my name. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down. One step from disaster, two to make the higher ground. Jacob's ladder.
Put our leader, sooner or later. We'll dig up a cellar, try for murder.
Jacob's ladder.
Puppet dog leader, sooner or later. We'll dig up a cellar, try for murder.
You're listening to Democracy Now!'s War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Chumbawamba.
Like the Sermon on the Mountain, dying in the sun, on the streets of Whitehall, dogs picking at the bones. 9/11 got branded, 9/11 got sold. And there'll be no one left to water all the seeds you sow. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down. One step from disaster, two to make the higher ground. Jacob's ladder.
Put up leader, sooner or later. We'll dig up the cellar, try for murder.
Jacob's ladder.
Puppy dog leader, sooner or later. We'll dig up the cellar, try for murder.
And they sent him to the war to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the war to be slain.
And they sent him to the war to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the war to be slain.
Chumbawamba, the British band here at Democracy Now! As the Bush administration gears up for war against Iraq, artists and musicians are taking a more prominent role, giving voice to anti-war sentiments throughout the world. There's going to be a massive anti-war rally in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, as well as in cities around the United States. If the rally of October 26 is any indication, more than 100,000 people will be showing up in Washington, D.C. The British band Chumbawamba is going to be performing at the peace rally in Washington, D.C. to express their outrage at the proposed preemptive strike by the president-elect. Four members of the band have joined us in our studio, Alice Nutter, Boff, Neil Ferguson, Lou Watts, and it's great to have you with us. You come from the land that has, where the leader has expressed the greatest solidarity with the Bush administration about over a preemptive attack on Iraq. What about the British population?
Yeah, the British population don't concur with Tony Blair. You know, we've got like up to 80% of the public in Britain are against this war. And Tony Blair doesn't really take those 80% of the people into account. You know, he's got his election coming up. He wants the votes 2 years' time.
What is the protest music like in Britain today? And how are you being received? What are you doing there?
There's a really strong tradition of protest music in Britain. And it didn't just start with punk rock, you know, right through from folk music. And so you get a lot of folk artists that are involved in issues outside, you know, outside singing about love and the cells. And you've also got bands like Blur and Massive Attack that are trying to organise musicians together into an anti-war coalition. So I think protest music, despite the music industry only wanting to release terrible cover versions, I think protest music is at a good point.
We had Annie DeFranco in our studio a while ago. And she sang the song Subdivision, which is about racism in the United States. She wanted to sing that song in the David Letterman show she was invited on. They wouldn't let her. They wanted something, as they put it, a little more upbeat. Now, you had the opportunity to sing on the David Letterman show, and you actually did sing. But can you talk about your experience, what you sang, what you said?
I think Annie DeFranco made the mistake of telling the truth before and then telling them what she was going to sing. So we just said we were just going to play the song as normal. And then when it came to actually filming, we just changed the words. So we were singing, you know, Free Mamir Abu Jamal. And we knew it would cause a real sort of... Basically, as soon as we came off stage and went to the dressing room, Letterman and all the rest of them were just running around saying, no, you've got to do it again. You've got to do it again with the real words. And we were like, nope, we're going. They were saying, well, we won't show it. We're like, okay, fine. Well, we left the building. But they had no time left and they had nothing to fill the space with, so they had to put it on.
At the end of the show, there was a disclaimer came up on the end of the screen, yeah, saying the views expressed by the persons appearing on the show are not shared by David Letterman. And a lawyer's note at the bottom.
We're talking to Chumbawamba. Now, you gave new meaning to the term raining on someone's parade when you threw a bucket of water on Labour government Secretary of State John Prescott a few years ago. Could you talk about that?
Well, we'd actually gone along to an awards ceremony with some dockers. There were a big dock workers dispute in Britain that the Labour government could have settled, and they just weren't interested in settling it. And the dockers had just lost the dispute from 3 years of being on strike. They'd lost the dispute. And we went along, and if we'd won anything, then the dockers were going to go up and talk about how the Labour government had basically sold them down the river. And we didn't win anything. And John Prescott was right next to us. The dockers never got their moment to be able to fight back in public. And so we just thought, these people think they're untouchable. They think that they can make decisions about people's lives where they wreck people's lives and nothing is ever going to come back at them. So it was just too much of a temptation, really. So it was for the dockers, really, that we poured water over him.
Speaking of labour issues, you've got a song you want to sing about the miners. Could you talk a little about it and why you want to sing it?
Yeah, it's actually just a timely song in view of the fact that Maurice Gibb just died. And we've been doing this Bee Gees song for a long time. And we do it because everyone always thinks it's really funny that we do a Bee Gees song, but it's actually the first single they ever had, and it's just a beautiful song. about, you know, workers being sort of sold out by the owners.
This is Chumbawamba.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those that once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
Pop Defect Radio.
popdefectradio.blogspot.com.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Can you tell us a little about SICK? I'm looking at the magazine right now. Adventures in Anti-Capitalism. They took what they wanted and they wanted the world.
We had this idea that we wanted to put artists and activists in the same arena, because what happens generally is that people are fighting and creating things on their own, and you end up really isolated. And because the anti-globalisation movement, the brilliant thing about it is that it's made connections with people all over the world and made people smaller. We want, you know, made the world smaller. We wanted to be part of putting people in touch with each other, so we basically made a magazine where we got other people to write for it and where we wrote for it, where we got lots of different activists. And we also use loads of writers and photographers and artists, all people that were engaged with the world and engaged in struggle. And we just put them in the same arena, which is SICK. And it's funny.
The magazine of no value.
Yeah, well, no value in terms of what capitalism terms as value, but lots of value in terms of, you know, human worth.
Many people say that popular movement is part of the problem, part of the multinational entertainment complex. What are you doing about that? In terms of the money that you make?
It's funny because we, you know, from the very first time we started to sell cassette tapes that we made ourselves, we realised that we were entering into this sort of bargain situation. We were in the marketplace. We were, you know, getting involved in consumerism and all that sort of thing. So we decided that, you know, a long time ago, we decided that we ought to use that and play with it and do something with it. And so what we do is, you know, sometimes we'll get offered ridiculous amounts of money for having music on advertisements on television, and often we turn it down because it's some company that we wouldn't have anything to do with. But sometimes we get such huge offers that we think some activist group somewhere could really use this money. So we just take the money and we give it to somebody who's sort of opposed to... usually it's really nice if you give money away to somebody that's opposed to the people that we're doing the advertisement for.
If you take an ad in Italy, then you give it... Well, what we did, we took a Renault ad in Italy and we gave it to Italian pirate radio stations that were involved in struggle, and that kept them going for years. So we took an ad in South Africa and we gave it to a radical magazine so that they could keep going for years. And it's just a much better way, really, than just staying pure.
And the anti-sweatshop movement?
Yeah, it's I mean, the anti-sweatshop movement's really good because it's the sweatshop thing is to do with globalisation, but the opposition to it is also like a really good example of global, globally people opposing it.
Well, Chumbawamba, what song are you going to take us out with on our show today?
Don't know, something that Neil's going to play. Oh, yeah.
So, it's a song about mutineering. It's about the British Navy, which is meant to protect Queen and country, how basically they just thought, right, okay, we've had enough of being treated like rubbish, and it's a salt fair North Sea.
The soldiers mutineered.
It's the sailors mutineering. Jacks and the deep blue sea.
Salt fair North Sea.
Shit top rocks and cats far as the eye can see.
Salt fair North Sea.
Spit no mix and jacks and the deep blue sea.
Salt fair North Sea.
Spit no rocks and cats far as the eye can see.
Hatches battened down. Sometimes I think it must be different on land, but from the mast I can only see tyrants still in command.
Chumbawamba here at Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is produced by Chris Abrams, Mike Burke, Angie Karen, Anna Noguera, Alex Wolf, Mike DeFilippo, our engineer. If you want a copy of today's show, call 1-800-881-2359. 1-800-881-2359. Special thanks to Orlando Richards and Simba Russo and Gabriella Weiss. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for listening.
Process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, anarchist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society.
Infringer.
And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then, more and more visibly, with more and more support until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators, but not participants.
No matter how much legal action you put behind this, people are going to do what they want to do.
Spectators, but not participants.
It's time to talk about censorship.
This song to 20 people.
And isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along.
How about trying this future on for size?
It's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants.
But it's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants.
You can't legislate people's behavior.
We do what we want to do, you know. If they consider that selling out, then whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
Who run Napster should be in prison.
It's time to talk about censorship.
Send this song to 20 people.
And isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along.
Consumer want to download music for free. No matter how much legal action you put behind this, people are going to do what they want to do. People are going to do what they want to do.
How about trying this future on for size?
Well, it's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants. Spectators, but not participants.
You can't legislate people's behavior.
We don't mind when our fans pay money to wear our promotional t-shirts. And it's fine when they pay $40 to come to one of our concerts. But when our fans think they can listen to our music for free, they just cross the line.
Look, beep, you heard it on
Pop Defect Radio.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Okay, you better listen to me good, because this is the ABCs of anarchism.
Where have the Teletubbies gone?
I get no dough, but I get some men. You're never gonna beat me.
Oh!
Bobby!
No!
For God's sake, burn it down!
Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help. Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of
help. Give me only just your cigarettes,
cause that's as close as he's ever gonna get. Times are changing, but he just forgets. He's gonna choke on his harmonica outputs.
Institutions of America are destroyed, that event may be attributed to the unlimited authority of the majority and oblige them to have recourse to physical force. Anarchy will then be the result.
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
I think that it is well that you should know all about it.
Whatever people want is true, even if it is.
It's your responsibility now to see that I get what I want.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Because everything that you have heard about it is wrong. Oh, got it?
Guess what?
I say, how can they make a statement? It's true, even if it is
wrong.
Because they may come back to you and say,
wrong.
Who can say it is? Who can say it is?
I want to tell you about anarchism, and I believe that anarchism is the finest, the biggest thing that has ever been.
There's no objective.
There's no objective.
you liberty, well-being, and bring peace and joy to the world.
You just have to remember, whatever people think is right is right.
Don't tell me what you want.
The Country Bunny
Teletubbies
Boutique, located in Laurelwood across from Oakcourt Mall.
The Teletubbies
Children's Boutique, located in Laurelwood across from
Teletubbies
Mall.
Certain men getting their way.
The Anarchy
Children's Boutique, located in Bunny Country. Bunny Bunny Country Country 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 Bunny Bunny.
We've never promoted some kind of cliched anarchy and rebellion stance, obviously, in our duets, in our music, or whatever.
But just hold on a minute.
But hold on a minute, wait. Before I can tell you what anarchism is.
Conclusion?
Just never ending, you know. They're just going to continue until they win and beat us down into a pulp.
We won't let that happen.
I don't know. Well,
what a bunch of jerks.
I get knocked out.
Well,
we won't let that happen.
Well,
I get. At its best moments, this nation has always found its true source of political energy.
Well,
among those citizens and unexpected places.
Well,
who took it upon themselves to act.
Conclusion?
What a bunch of jerks.
Would they prefer anarchy?
If what's to A, B, or C?
Anarchy is not a form of skin law.
Would they prefer anarchy?
What's to A, B, or C?
Anarchy is not a form of disorder or chaos.
We'll be right back.
being involved in something like this, I tell you, it can strip the hope right out of you. You start really looking the beast in the face day after day, and you see what the problems are. And you do all those kinds of good things you're taught to do. You write and you call your member of Congress. You write letters to the editor. You go out and vote. It makes no difference.
Anarchism actually is the opposite of all of that.
Early morning fog I see visions of the things to be.
Tinky Winky.
Sing songs that remind him of the good times.
All the Teletubbies were feeling very, very happy.
He sings the songs that remind him of the best times.
Where's my head? Let me think. No, I don't keep it under the sink.
I know no country in which there is so little true independence of mind and freedom of discussion as in America.
Well, what I think we ought to do is get rid of everyone we got in there and stay down. Even Republican or Democrat,
clean house.
We got to get something to change the system. Something. I don't know how. 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 I don't know how.
You must avoid government of democracy. Would they prefer anarchy?
The founding fathers hated two things. They hated democracy and they hated monarchy. And they saw to it that we would have neither.
Anarchism means that you should be free. No one should enslave you or want you. Rob you.
You just have to remember.
Impose their will upon you.
Whatever people think is right, even if it isn't.
Hey, well, then tell me what's right.
What's right? What's right? If you don't know what's right is, then you don't belong in this country. That's what's destroying our country. A lot of damn flapping mouths.
This doesn't matter.
No violence.
This doesn't matter. This doesn't matter.
No monopoly.
This doesn't matter.
No poverty.
How can they not expect the government to regulate us?
No oppression.
Because we can't regulate ourselves.
And no taking advantage of your fellow man.
Somebody has to. No?
The ideal is very clear. The ideal is a completely fragmented, atomized society where everyone's totally alone, doing nothing but trying to pursue created wants, and the wants are created. It's known that they're created.
As the memo says, feelings are facts. Feelings are facts. The perception lies in the eye of the beholder.
Don't you know the difference between up and down?
Oh, sure.
I get no.
I don't think you do.
No.
But I know something that might help you.
I get no.
Well, I know a song all about up and down.
Conclusion?
Drinks a whiskey drink. Drinks a vodka drink.
If you succeed and achieve your goal with people, great. The strategy worked. If not, switch your viewpoint. There are no absolutes. Turn to some different people. Remember that whatever they think is right, even if it isn't. Then try again.
Conclusion? It is evident to all alike that a great revolution is going on among us. but there are two opinions as to its nature and consequences.
Conclusion?
It says a great deal positively about the
I don't think you'd find many citizens in the street who would agree with the positive aspects of the...
Would they prefer anarchy?
PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com. My name is Skidmark Bob. We're doing a special tribute to the music of Chumbawamba.
Don't you say be your thief, say be your thief.
Old and new, over their 30-year career.
Conclusion?
And we'll end with the track off their Boy Bands Have One release 2008. The track's called What We Want.
It is evident to all alike that a great revolution is going on among us. But there are two opinions as to its nature and consequences.
Conclusion?
Thank you for listening to this special hour edition of Pop Defect Radio featuring the music of Chumbawamba.
It says a great deal positively about the...
I don't think you'd find many citizens in the street who would agree with the positive aspects of the...
Would they prefer anarchy?
Conclusion?
This is your friendly, stupid weatherman reminding you that when they can't have their anarchism, I have to make it right for them. Every time. How about that?
Would they prefer anarchy?
I don't know.
We know what we want. We know what we've got. But what do we need? What do we need? We know what we want. We know what we've got. But what do we need? What do we need? We know what we want. We know what we got. But what do we need?
What's happened to the music is that it's changing. It's changing to suit people's needs now.